Finally, it's go-home time for our state lawmakers who reached a budget deal last night, only 19 days or so after they were supposed to finish up. KOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, hello.
Hello, Bill.
Austin, who won and who lost what in this budget, basically?
You know what? This was sort of a hard-fought draw, I think, Bill. I mean, both sides in a divided government environment, when they want to get out of town and go back and hit the campaign trail, kind of have to give stuff up more than they get. But at the end of the day, I will say that House Democrats got a little more spending, especially on issues around homelessness, mental health, and the teacher shortage issue that we're dealing with in this state. And Senate Republicans got to hold the line on wanting a budget that balances over 4 years. So those are probably two wins on both sides.
Okay, so what happens to the big megillah is this state Supreme Court mandate to fund education. How much progress did they make on that?
Well, you could look at this in two ways. Either they sort of set the stage and created the framework for addressing that problem in a big way next year, or critics would say they kicked the can on McCleary. And I guess next year will tell, right? Basically, what they did is they committed, though, that next year they're going to take the pressure off of local school levies. They're going to step up and fully fund teacher and staff compensation and benefits and take that pressure off the locals. But that's not going to be easy. And already people are predicting that it's going to take special sessions, lots of gnashing of teeth, and lots of partisan fights. But that's assuming we still have divided government and we still have an election between there now and then.
Right. That is not a for sure thing that this legislature stays divided. Okay, so before the teeth gnashing, what happens right now? What do lawmakers do now?
They're hitting the campaign trail. I mean, maybe they're going to get some rest first, but what is always surprising to me, and it shouldn't be, is that no sooner do these gavels fall than the emails start going out begging for dollars. And really, it's a role reversal. You've got lobbyists have been knocking on the doors of these lawmakers all session long on behalf of their clients asking for something or saying, don't pass that. The day after the session ends, the roles reverse, and now you've got lawmakers and their campaign committees and the governor sending out fundraising pleas to those very lobbyists and their employers, their clients, saying, help fund our campaigns. So it's a role reversal, and it happens literally overnight.
Dear lobbyist, you've been pestering me. Now it's my turn.
Exactly. Fair's fair, right?
Overall, Austin, what did you learn from covering this Washington legislative session?
A couple things. I think I was reminded that we're still trying to figure out what divided government looks like and feels like in Washington state after so many years of one-party Democratic control. And it's not like it's new. We've had this for a few years, but I think Democrats and Republicans are still trying it on for size. Republicans, I mean, we saw them flexing their muscle in the Senate with subpoenas, issuing subpoenas, something they haven't done in 20 years, not confirming a gubernatorial appointment for the first time in 20 years. So you're seeing that kind of thing going on. You're also reminded that when they go into overtime on the budget, that it's not because of a difference necessarily over dollars. They were $500 million apart, which is not a lot in the grand scheme of a $38 billion budget. It's a reminder that budgets are moral documents, they're policy documents, and it's the policy and, you know, what one might perceive as the morality built into those that they deadlock over and that they fight over. It's principles at stake more than dollars in many ways.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So Austin asked a good question. Will we continue to have divided government in Washington state? That's where you come in. You've got some voting to do in November. You're listening to KUOW's The Record.